Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. This week marks the anniversary of the birth and death of Armand Fissure, best known for being the first to develop a reliable experimental method for determining the speed of light on the Earth. Fissure was born in Paris on the 23rd of September 1819 and attended Stanislaw College in Paris and initially intended to earn a medical degree, but changed his mind because of ill health. Instead, Fissure spent time travelling before returning to study at the Paris Observatory. In 1839, Fissure became engrossed with a new daguerreotype photography and was approached by another interested Catholic, Jean Foucault. Together, they developed daguerreotype photography for astronomical observations by taking the first detailed photographs of the sun's surface in 1845. They also discovered in 1847 that heat rays emanating from the sun undergo interference, that radiant heat, therefore, behaves as a wave. However, the most important work was yet to come. Danish astronomer Ole Rømer made the first serious calculation of the speed of light in 1676. Rømer's deduction was based on his observations of the eclipses of Io, Jupiter's first moon. However, it was not until 1849 that Fissure, working closely with Foucault, directly measured the speed of light on the Earth. Fissure carried out his experiment in Paris between Montmartre and Suresnes, a distance of 8.67 kilometres. He placed a rotating toothed wheel with 720 gaps at Montmartre and a mirror at Suresnes. When the wheel was at rest, light passed through one gap and was reflected. When the wheel was rotated slowly, the light was completely eclipsed from the observer. And when the wheel was turning rapidly, the reflected light passed through the next gap. Fissure observed this at a maximum speed of 25 revolutions per second. Therefore, the time required by light to travel a distance of 8.67 times 2 kilometres was 1 over 25 times 1 over 720 of a second. This gave a speed of 312,320 kilometres per second. The correct value is 299,792 kilometres per second. Fissure went on to demonstrate that the speed of light is a constant and measured the speed of electricity. He died in France on the September the 18th, 1896. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.